Today's daf is daf Yud Chet, and we begin from the Mishnah. That's where we got up to last year. So shvua she'ochel kikar zu, shvua she'lo ochlena. So someone makes a shvua saying you'll eat a particular kikar, which is a loaf, and then follows it with a shvua that is not going to eat it. So it's a conflicting shvua. So rishona shvuat bitui, the first one is a genuine shvua bitui, so we better fulfill that. Vashnia ze shvuat shav, because now you had a mitzvah if you like to eat it. Because of the shvuas of shvuah, and if he says not going to eat it, now it's a shvuah shav because it's a empty shvuah if you call it that. Okay, immediately it sounds like. So it says as follows: Achla if he eats it, avara shvuah shav only al shvuah shav. Lo achla if he doesn't eat it, avara shvuah bitui. That if he doesn't eat it, he's I'm adding a word. He is also over on the shvuah bitui. So I'll just show you here the combination. It says Hachi kama achla avar shvuat shav lechudei lo achla avar shvuat shav lechua bitui. Do ben shmat shul chel kikar zu chayv lo ochla is a chiyuv to eat it. Vichirad ad jinsh bash lo achla are nishma lebatel et ha-mitzvah, as we said. V'lo keem mishum shvuat shav. Ben yochal ben shlo yochal. Meaning, he's over in shvuat shav regardless. It doesn't make a difference. The moment he said that shvuat that was to over against a chiyuv he had, that's already a shvuat shav, irrespective of what he does. So the il or achile, if he doesn't eat it, he will also be over on the chayv shtayim mishum shvuat shav and also shvuat bitui. Okay, so this first part of the Gemara, the commentator switches around. It says it's actually going on the Mishnah shvuat shol chal ki gazur shvuat shol achlena harishona bitui v'chole. So now let's continue. Davar she'ilu b'nedarim asur ul b'shvuat mutar. This is a brayta. It's actually I think it's a Mishnah in fact. In the Nedarim, yeah, it is that discusses that you find. Okay, now what it's saying is asur. Now what's that referring to? So the Gemara says lo atya, that expression benedarim find something asur b'shvuot is mutar is not talking about our Mishnah ella on something else. So I'll just read the Korbanator once again. He says koloma the lo amar al Mishnah that brighter, sorry, it's a brighter Mishnah, not our Mishnah shul be'efeth. Because our Mishnah b'shvuah it's a b'shvuah asul lishava to be manavshach kavir isura v'over alav. Because our Mishnah, if he says I'm going to eat it, then I'm not going to eat it, that's asur, okay, straight away. However, ubenedarim mutar lasur. Can you could do that? You can have conflicting nedarim following one another. No isur, meaning it's not avera performed. For example, shimar konam peratcha alai imochel. If he says your perut asur to me, like a korban, again that's a neder. If I eat, mutalamor, he can make another neder after that. Konam perotecha, that your parent after me. If I don't eat, now that's not like a shvuat shav. Shvuat shav is a shvuah because it's got a chiyuv to do something. It makes a shvuah against it. That's a shvuat shav. Here, it's a neder. He's making an object asur, and the tnai, if you like, is whether I eat it and follows it if I don't eat it. And in that situation, the neder is chal. And it's v'nesro perot, and obviously it's going to be asur minanafshach, because whether it eats or not eats, he's going to claim either one of the tnaim, the two nedarim. Okay, so therefore it can't be when it says ilu benarim asur b'shvuot mutar. It can't be talking about our Mishnah. It must be talking about something else. It must be talking about el matnita, which is as follows: echad brim shelatzmo v'chad brim shelachirim, chad brim she'in bayim mamash v'chad brim she'in bayim mamash. That's what we said by what? By shvuot. That such nedarim work, if you like, whether they are regarding himself, rather guarding somebody else, I'm going to give him something like that. Or if it's got yamash mash, or mash, whether it has substance or not. So we said the two different explanations on that Mishnah back on your Ted or Adapim Mr. Vav. It would either has no there's no like action to it, or there has no hana'a to it. That's what applies to Shavuot. And if you remember back on that Mishnah, we said Amar Rav Bab b'shem Shmuel shvuah shnatan ploni le'ish ploni maneh. If someone says he makes a shvuah that so and so gave so and so, so again, Reuven made a shvuah that Shimon gave Levi a certain item. The nimtza shelo natan, it was discovered that he didn't do that. Meaning, that since he can't make a shvuah going forward. So Reuven can't say, I make a shvuah that Shimon's going to give Levi an object. That's something that's completely out of his control. Therefore, it doesn't apply going to the past. Meaning, if you made a shvuah that Shimon gave Levi something, an item, we said that doesn't hold. Meaning, it's not a shvuah, even if he lied. Oh, well, if he did, but Peshogi wouldn't record me. If he did it deliberately, obviously, he'd be chayav a shvuah sheker. That's something that's different thing altogether. But we're talking about shvuah bitui. So this is where we find that it is, if you like, mutar. but by if you like by Asur. So I'll just show you here. Im Rosh Avar, this is a Korbanator. It says Im Af Im Nishba Lashavar Natan Ish Ploni Oshalo Natan Ish Ploni Lo Have Shvuot Bitui Won't Even Be a Shvuot Bitui. Allah Tanya Zeh Chomer. That's what referring to Chomer Nedarim Shvuot. Why? Because if he says Im Kom Im Amar Konam, he makes something Asur. Someone's property Asur. If so and so gave someone else an object, by a neder, that would work. That's a tnai, if you like, that is related to making, now it's going to engage this neder to make object asur like a korban. However, shvuah mutar, because you can't make us a shvuah because it doesn't apply to the future, it doesn't apply going to the past. That's that klal in, that's that principle in the Darim. And it says, eshkach tani al treva tarveyun, which is simple understanding, find a brighter that actually teaches this exact din, that exact difference. Okay, let's continue. We find a stringency going to the past, and we find going forward. Why? If someone makes a shvur that he will not eat, and makes another shvur he will not eat, ain't a chay v'la'achat. Why? Because we said a shvur isn't chal on another shvur. And going forward, therefore, if he says, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat, and then he eats, it's only chay v'one. And we discussed the sort of svarot behind that previously. Why is shvur not chal on shvur? And either in Isur Halal Isur, or there's no Shkvar Mushpan Uma, those are two different svaras we got in the past. If our he says, lo achalti, makes sure I didn't eat, and makes another shvuah I didn't eat in the past, well, it's chayv, I'll call achav v'achad. In that situation, it's chayv every single shvuah. Okay? Let's say there. Let's continue. Shvuah she'ochel kikarzu, shvuah she'lo ochlena. Let's say someone makes a shvuah that he's going to eat this particular loaf, and makes another shvuah that he's not going to eat it. Now, the Gemara says, harishona shvuah bitui. Well, the first one is a shvuah between them. Veshnia is a shvuah shav. So, the question is, ketzer asimlo? What should this person do in this situation? Omrimlo, we say to him, shiochal, better you eat it. Mutav la'avor shvuah shav. Better you overadjust on the shvuah shav, which is mimanaf. It doesn't make a difference. You're a shvuah shav at the moment he made that second shvuah. V'lo shvuah shav v'shvuah bitui. It's better to be over on one isur, not two isurim. So you better go ahead and eat it like the first shvuah was. Shvuah shochel and shvuah shaloch. So the shvuah shochel is the shvuah bitui. You better make mekayim that one. How about the other way around? Shvuah shelo ochel kigarzu or shvuah shochlena. What if he makes it, I will not eat it, and then he makes it a shvuah, he will eat it. Contradicting shvuah, the rishon is a shvuah bitui, and the second one is a shvuah shav once again. So Keter, what do we tell him to do? Omrimbo, we say shelo yochel. You better not touch this loaf. Mutav leavor al shvuah shav. It's better you over on the shvuah shav alone mechud. Va'al v'lo al shvuat shav v'bitui, because again the shvuat shall be man of shach when the time made the second shvuah is already a shvuat shav. He's over on that immediately. The shvuat bitui is still there, so at least we could salvage the person being violating the shvuat bitui. So better in this situation, tell him not to eat the loaf. Let's continue.
I'm
Shvuah shvuat shav kikaz. Sorry.
in what manner is a shvuot shav a shvuah?
No. So the shvuat shav is any. It's a different isur, as opposed to we were discussing. Shvuat bitui is an expression that is binding. For example, shvuat
Yes.
shav is if someone de uses like it makes a shvuat, declares in such a way that is actually empty and meaningless. That's a separate
Right.
violation. We say it's not chayav a korban b'shogeg, but mezi it's chayav malkut. That's shvuat shav. It's all different. It's another category of shvuat. So far we've talked about bitui, which is an expression, shvuat sheker, which is a blatant falsehood. Not blatant, sorry, it's where he lied, I should say. And the
Yes.
other shvuat shav is where it's clearly obvious to everybody. This, I think, last year we discussed this. That's a shvuat shav. For example, it makes a shvuah that he saw a camel flying. Okay, that's a separate is.
Shuashav is also when I swear that this is a table and you can see it's a chair.
Correct, the same type of thing. Yeah, bidyuk. The example we said is this pillar is of stone is gold. That was the example.
Right, but when it, but when it, I'm sorry. I'll ask you after. Thank you.
No, but there's a violation to making shvuah like it's a it's one of the dibrot, right?
I know, but I would think it's a violation because it's meaningless.
Vidyuk?
So then it's not a shvuah. Why are we concerned about whether he can be Mekayim? Why are we concerned at all about how he relates to the shvuah shav that he made?
No, because it's a prohibition of making such a shvuah. Something that is empty. It's not that it's not meaningless as in terms of I'm speaking gibberish. It's
No, I understand. It's asur to do such a thing.
yeah, be
But we're talking about when a person says, I am going to eat this, and then the Shavuot Shabbos, I'm not going to eat this. Why are we concerned with the kiyum of the negative?
We're
It
not. We're
it's
not. That's the point. We're switching the cases now. In this situation, in other words, we're concerned only with the bitui one to mekayim it to make sure he doesn't
yeah.
violate it. The shvuat shav, the instance he made it, it's already violated. There's nothing to do about it.
Right.
All right.
All right,
So,
good.
okay. Shvuah shel ochel kikar. Now this is interesting. On shvuah shel ochel kikar zu hayom, shvuah shel ochlena hayom va'achla. So if someone says shvuah that he's going to eat this kikar and makes another shvuah today, right? He's going to eat it today and makes another shvuah that he's not going to eat it today. Va'achla, and he goes ahead and eats it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, kayamet rishon, he fulfilled the first. And it is bitel tasheni. Okay? Sounds like, because it's a shvuah shav, nachon? However, what's very interesting here, Reish Lakish says, bitel rishona v'lo kiyem shniyah. So, to explain, actually, I should have to be careful of this. Just careful, bitel, the Korban Eder says, sorry, it says that it's not because it's shvuah shav. I should be more careful with this. Because the Shvuah specifically, want to be more specific now. Shulchel Kikar, well, the first one is going to eat this particular Kikar. And then the next Shvuah is Shulo Ochlena Hayom, that I won't eat a Kikar today. So it's not a Shvuah Chav, sorry. So it's two different Shvuah. But according to Reb Yochanan, once he says Shvuah, once he eats the Kikar, he's fulfilled the first one. But the second Shvuah says, I'm not going to eat in like a Kikar today, which is a broader Shvuah. Well, he didn't make that one, did he? He violated the second one. Because he ate. However, according to Reish Lakish, he says no. Bitel which is as follows. He says, well, the Girsa change is bitel. That's the way you'd have to read it. In other words, Hachi Pirusha, read the Korban. So Reish Lakish can nishba b'shniya mishtaba. So this is interesting. If he says, I'm going to eat this kikar, I'm not going to eat a kikar today. What he's doing, according to Reish Lakish, is he's building on the first shvuah, meaning he says, I'm not going to eat, the implication is I'm not going to have any other kikar. Okay? So therefore, if he eats one kikar and doesn't eat anything else that day, he's fulfilled both nadar, both shvuot, sorry, according to Reish Lakish. Whereas again, Rabbi Yochanan, what he said is, when he says, I'm not going to eat this kikar, I'm not going to eat a kikar, by eating the first kikar, when eating that kikar, he fulfilled the first nadar, he violated the second one because he's eaten today. Okay, so it's the machloket is how I understand the second shvuah when he says I'm not going to eat a kikar today. Fine, let's continue. Shvuah sho echal kikar. So if someone says I'm not going to eat this kikar today, and shvuah sho ochlena, I'm going to eat, let's say, a kikar today. Hayom va'achla, and he eats it. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, bitel atarishon, he's violated the first shvuah because he ate, right? V'kiyem hashniyah. And he has fulfilled the second Shvuah. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, but Reish Lakish says, no. Bitel et rishno, v'hashniyah, and the second one, v'hashniyah as well. But when it comes to the Shniyah, I say, no. Omrim lo, shi kamena v'kikar acheret. It's best you fulfill it with another kikar. So let's go through it again. He made a shvuah not to eat a kikar today, and he made a shvuah not to eat a kikar, and then he ate that original kikar. So the first kikar, according to everybody, he went against the neder because he ate the kikar. He said he wasn't going to eat. Then the second one was shvuah shoachlena, means I'm going to eat it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it means I'm going to eat a kikar today. Did he eat a kikar? Yes. So he hasn't violated the second shvuah. According to Reish Lakish, however, again, if he followed the shvuah by saying I'm not going to eat this kikar, and follow with shvuah, I'm going to eat a kikar in general, it's not including that first kikar he was referring to. So the fact that he ate that first kikar, yes, he's violated the first shvuah, but he hasn't yet fulfilled the second shvuah, because the second shvuah was to eat a kikar aside from that first one. So he's telling you better eat up something else, otherwise you're going to violate the second shvuah. Next, shvuah shochel kikar zu hayom, shvuah shochlena hayom v'achla. Let's say someone makes a shvuah to eat this kikar, and then makes shvuah to eat a kikar, v'achla, and he eats that original kikar that was the subject of the first shvuah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Well, fantastic. You've done exactly what you wanted to do. You've eaten a kikar and the kikar. You've done and fulfilled both nedarim. The shvuah, sorry. Reish Lakish, however, says, no. Rishona, he filled the first one. Have a Vishnia. No, better eat another loaf. Vishnia, you better eat another loaf. Why? Once again, because since you followed the kikarazu with shochlan, I'll eat a kikar. According to Shlakish, it doesn't include that first kikar. So you better eat another kikar. Next. Shvo shochlan ayom. Again, now someone makes a shvo not to eat this particular loaf. And then he makes a shvo that he's not going to eat a loaf today. In that situation, al dat Rabbi Yochanan, you chayv shtayim, you chayv two. Now, which is interesting here, why you chayv two? Because once again, normally you say no. This really goes on everything we said with Rabbi Yochanan this year, sorry, in this section. That why do we say in shvuah halal shvuah? And this answer is because this second shvuah is a broader one. If you remember, if it's kolel, it would be chal. So therefore, if it's I'm not going to eat this kikar and I'm not going to eat a kikar, which covers every kikar in the world. It's kolel is bigger, so if then he ends up eating that kikar, it's chayv shtayim, it's violated both for what? Now, al dat Rabbi Shresh Lakish seems to be no enu chayv el achat. The simple understanding again is this first shvuah was on this particular kikar that he ate, and the second shvuah was on all other kikarot, all other loaves, and that's why it's only divided one. However, in this the Gemara answers no. In this situation, after Rabbi Shimon and Lakish, Modi Rabbi Shimon and Lakish would agree. She'enu ela kemezarezet ha'momi nesarim. So read the Korban Eda. He says, "Stam de shas kama bo shvo shlo ochel kikar zuayom, and shvo shlo achlena va'achla kama de palig." You thought that that's a machlok and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish have been saying until now. No, ain't no kenis of the case. Shinia omer, I say, after Rabbi Shlakish Modi bezei would even agree. This is the ka. Kai Shvua Shnia would also, in this situation, the second shvua would encompass the first one as well. Shekavanato b'shnia lezarezat, because that's just to, the reason is because the first one, I'm not going to eat it. The second shvua is to mezarez himself, to push him to encourage him, shelo, so he won't come to violate this particular isur of eating the kikar. Shlo yochal kikar zu shekvar nishbalav. Lekach chazav nishma v'asarat zmar kikar. Afilu Rish Lakish, even Rish Lakish in this situation would agree that the two shvuot were applying to that first kikar, and he would be chayiv shtayim. Okay, let's continue. Shvuot bitui, again, go back to our shvuot bitui. That's where someone makes it about he's going to do something or not do something or did something or didn't do something. That applies to both men and women, anashim and nashim. But rechokim akrovim, whether that refers to a relative or non-relative. For example, if you remember, he said, "I'm going to give someone something." B'ksheim psulim, whether they're kasher la'edud or not. B'fnei beitim, whether it's in front of beitim, b'shelo b'fnei beitim. And b'shelo b'fnei atzmo, whether he voluntarily does it. V'chayev, it says, V'chayev als dono, donam makot v'ashiga koto korban v'lav yored. As we've explained, if he did deliberately, violated the shvuah, I'd be chay malchus, if it was by mistake, that's when he brings his special korban v'lav yored. That really summarizes shvuah bitui. Now, why are we mentioning nashim, anashim, psulim, krovim, and all these things? Because this will be important for other types of shvuah. For example, shvuah edut. We'll get to that soon. Shvuah shav, this is our empty shvuah. This shvuah in vain. That, no, again, both men and women, rochim, whether relatives or not, whether kosher or not, tayidot or not, when in front of the beitim, not frame, mipiatzmo, meaning he made the shvuah himself. The chayvim als dono makot patur, in that type of shvuah, it is whether he, see, if he did it deliberately, it'd be chay malchus, but if it was a shogeg, he made a mistake with the shvuah shav, then he would be patur. Okay. Mean not chayv a korban ol ha'eved like we saw for shvuat bitui. That's one of the differences between a shvuat shav and a shvuat bitui. Achad zeh v'achad zeh hamushba mipi achirim chayav. Meaning both these, whether shvuat shav or shvuat bitui, if it's mushba mipi achirim, it can be chayv. What's mushba mipi achirim? Keitzad Amar, if he says, "I didn't eat today, lo achalti hayom," or "V'lo hanachti tefillah hayom," I didn't put on tefillin today. And someone says to him, "Mashpicha ani," do you swear to me? It says, "Va'amar amen." All he says is yes, or amen. That would be machayev. That's mushpami achirim. So, in other words, there's two ways to make a shvuah. One is making literally articulate shvuah himself. He swears that someone says, "I swear such and such." The other way is when someone prompts him, says, "Do you swear such and such?" And he says, "Amen." Okay, let's look at the Gemara now. Shvuah shav. Nefesh and nefesh, there's a gzera shava. By Shvuat Eidut and also this Shvuat Bitui. Yes, and it says as follows: But just as what Edot, it would also work if someone's mashpia him. He says, prompts of shvua, he says, amen. Pikadon, also asa mushpa kenishpa. Now, shvua pikadon is a different type of shvua, but that's therefore that the which we haven't discussed yet. That's why the korban eda switches this here, and he says, afa nishpa, af nefesh bitui asa mushpa kenishpa. Because we're talking about shvua pikadon, we haven't yet discussed shvua pikadon. That's a topic for later. Let's continue. Zeaklal. Anytime you've got a negative prohibition in Torah that is that has an action, you get malchus. If it doesn't have an action, then ain't a loke. He don't get malchus for that. Chutz from what the three cases? Meimar, that is someone it is doing what's called doing a tmura. Okay, that's where you say for a korban that I'm this korban is in exchange for another korban. It's perfectly good korban. You're allowed to do that. It's an isur in Torah. In that situation, both korbanot end up having kedusha, and one is called a tmura of the korban. And depending on what korban you do tmura of, it has a different laws. That is all related to the tmura. Next is hanishpa. This is our case of making shvua. The makalel et chaveiro b'shem. And someone curses his friend with the shem Hashem. So Rebbe Bala says b'shem Rebbe Yochanan, no late can take out from your list meimar, not because you don't get malchus, you do get malchus. However, meimar dibur maaseh, when it comes to tmura, it's actually oseh maaseh. So therefore, it's considered like a maaseh. So you don't need this to say it's an exception because we count it as if it's considered having a maaseh because it makes a chulin kodesh. Okay, interesting chart there. Let's continue. Nishpa l'sheker minayin. So we're asking, how do we know we get malchus for nishpa l'sheker? Because all we brought the source was for shvuat bitui, not shvuat sheker. So Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, ki lo yinake Hashem. This is the pasuk. It says, lo tisa Hashem Hashem l'shav, that's shvuat shav, ki lo yinake Hashem et Hashem yisa et shmo l'shav. Now it says, lo yinake Hashem. But who else would it? Manakin Hashem hen. But who would menake, if like clear him, meaning give him a punishment, it would be the dainin. That, if you like, that's the implied from the pasuk. Now, kilel et chaveiro, how do you know if someone curses his friend? That's another one less mentioned list using Shem Hashem Yiminayim. Here, it's not Rabbi Yochanan giving a pasuk, but it's Reish Lakish bringing a pasuk. Reish Lakish says, Mishra Moshiach, Lira et Hashem, Vifla Hashem et Makotcha. So you've got there's a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you don't do that, you've got to you get makot. So I'll just show you the pasuk. This is Korban Eda. You've got to be careful not to use Hashem's name in vain. By cursing a friend with Hashem's name, that's bringing it in vain. The Kriyat in the pasuk after it's Balashem Makotcha. She tell that you've been to get Makot. Okay, so at this stage of the Gemara, we've got Rabbi Yochanan bringing a source Kiloi Nakeh Hashem Bashvuat Shav, and Reish Lakish, you've got the pasuk of Lirat Hashem by someone who's Kilat Hashem Bashem. That's where he gets makot. So now we're going to try and see what about each shita? How do they understand Midrash Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Where the derivation is for the other, like the other cases that they didn't discuss. So nishpa l'sheker al dat Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish minayin? According to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, where does he find? Because all he brought a source for was someone who curses Hashem, his friend in vain, using Hashem's name. However, what about someone who nishpa l'sheker? So Gemara says, Mina, from the following, mekevan shenishpa l'sheker, ein zeh yira. So again, the pasuk ki lo ki the pasuk we brought lirat Hashem, and by not just by using Hashem's name in vain, by cursing a person who's not showing is showing a lack of yira, also by doing a shvuah l'sheker. So the Gemara says, okay, that I can understand Reish Lakish. He basically learns from the same pasuk. Someone who curses his friend, what does he learn it from? Once again, he learns it from the same pasuk. At this stage, the Gemara is going to ask, "My mafke, what's the difference then if they seem to be learning from similar psukim?" And the answer is, "Nishpa." Let's say someone did both these things. He made shvuah sheker and kilel. Would he be chayv shtayim b'shem? So also, al dat Rabbi Yochanan, he's chayv shtayim because he brought two different psukim. Kiloyinakeh was the pasuk for Shvuat Shav, and the other one of Lirat Hashem was for Shvuat for cursing one's friend using Shem Hashem. After Reish Lakish, however, since they'll both learn from that second pasuk, Einu Chayav Ela Echad. He'll only be Chayav one set of Malkus for this violation. Okay, the seder. But that was Adonath Perak Shvuach Daim, Adonath Perak Shvuach Daim, Adonath Perak Shvuach Daim. And Metz Hashem, we begin the next category of Shvuot, which is Shvuot Eilut, next Shiur. Kaltov, have a good day.
Oh, thank you.
Good day.
Thank you.
Very nice.